This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. You know, I remember from any number of movies, but A Few Good Men comes to mind when Kevin Bacon's character is introducing the doctor who is a jerk. Remember that movie, the Jack Nicholson bad guy movie, Tom Cruise? Anyway, so
A Few Good Men.
Yeah, right. And he talks about, you're a board certified, this, that, or the other thing. I've always wondered whether that's not a way, whether or not it's a way to hide behind something or other. What does it mean? You're a board certified NUCA chiropractor. What does that mean? Board, who's on
that
the board?
That means you have gone with considerably additional education to meet the qualifications of a certifications board that says, yes, your performance at this point has reached this standard, therefore we declare you board certified. I sit on the board that certifies people.
No wonder you got certified.
Yeah, well, I wasn't on the board until after I was certified. Then I was invited to be on the board.
Uh-huh. All right. So there is, and he's a GAPS practitioner as well. He and his wife run a fabulous clinic helping thousands of people in Salt Lake City, where it is rather warm as one who follows that sort of thing understands. Yeah, very dry.
It certainly is.
Yep. All right. So we have that going for you. We also have a lot of great things, not only people that come into the clinic personally, but a lot of folks take advantage of Jack's services by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's their website at the clinic, ForbiddenDoctor.com, to take advantage of a lot of the opportunities they have there to help you out from afar. So those things are there, and they are upon us, and they are important for me to underscore. Now, let's get to your podcast number 202, which ought to be the focus so much of our time on these programs, whether it be you or Dr. Ken, has been spent, well, obviously, and with good reason, in the past 6 months on COVID. But I'm looking, this may be indicative of what's going on, Jack. The number of false COVID claims, this is what it's all about, or that isn't the social media underscoring of this. The escalation of misinformation that has been spread widely on Facebook and other social media. I think somebody referred to it as the infodemic because of the false claims, vaccines and all that other stuff. You have a different approach to this, and your studying brings you around to the fact that we're done with this.
Well, it is. It is. And what I try to do is I try to stay as close to the CDC data as possible.
Yeah.
And I watch something called the 2020 death curve. In other words, all-cause mortality for all the reasons people could die. Car accidents, asteroids hitting them in the middle of their house, some disease process, whatever, against the average death curve. And what we know about coronaviruses is that they last about 2 years. And the worst part is the first year. And the reason that the death rate starts to drop off after a while is there's fewer and fewer people for the virus to infect because of the herd immunity that is developed. And when the coronavirus first showed up here, or at least in America, they started talking about it in January, they believed that the herd immunity threshold was like 60 to 70%. In other words, 60 to 70% had to become infected for the remaining 30% to be immune to the rest of the process. Now they're finding out it's around 15%. It takes 15 out of 100 people to get infected for the 85
to be survived. Who's doing that research? Where's that information?
Oh, this is coming. It's coming from several different sources, but mostly from European sources right now that have been watching this much more closely than we have, because here it's a political thing. And these other countries, they know the incredible false positive rate of the PCR test that's going on. And here in this country, instead of watching what's called the infectious fatality rate, we've been looking at the case fatality rate that is so nebulous, you can't get a real good understanding of what's going on. So you have to go to the CDC, of all places, and start looking at their charts, because their charts are updated almost every day to every 2 days. And as you examine this, you find out the death rate here, it's nothing more virulent than just a bad flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And as these numbers start to come together, I think it's going to be completely over in the United States very quickly. We can spend our time watching the news and hearing about the new cases and being worried, or you just get on with your life.
Well,
and I'm opting for the latter.
This week, the focus is not on America, but on Spain, because much of the news media is full. Look at this. Wow, look at all the people over there are getting it. It's just getting like America. And then you look up at Sweden, that didn't really do anything, and they don't have a problem. So
it's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain.
And so when you start collating all this information, you find out it's just nothing more serious than a bad flu season, and it could have been over in the first
economy,
2 to 3 weeks if you'd let it alone.
Yeah, the economy is in the tank because of all of this stuff. People are running around still, I think we've hit the nerve on this. So is the coronavirus testing not necessary anymore, or was it ever from your perspective?
Well, months ago when I was first talking about this, I think a little on your show, my show as well as our podcast, we talked about the concept of Koch's postulates. Robert Koch, a German bacteriologist, virologist, epidemiologist, a little over 100 years ago, put together four basic steps to prove infectious etiology, to absolutely prove beyond argument that this bug caused this problem. And it's kind of been the gold standard. There's problems with that, but for the most part, that's been the gold standard of testing bacteria or viral problems. Those four postulates were not followed with COVID-19. And so they never could prove the exact correlation between the presence of this new novel virus and the disease they say that it's been caused from. And so all of the testing, all the tests out there are reflective back to the fact that there is no gold standard, which is one reason why I think we have so many false positives.
Yeah, Jack has a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We also do a podcast of these discussions at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Matter of fact, of all the podcasts that I have, this is the most popular by far, 2 to 1. And the American Family Farmer Show podcast is very popular. But the Good Day Health, so many people are interested in discussions. For example, the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Jack is a focus on how many mutations of the coronavirus, 2,000 of them. We discussed that and other testing and things that are important. The perspective here is to move on, basically. If you want to follow that philosophy, then check out the most recent Good Day Health podcast. They're all there, and the description that's on the left-hand side tells you what the podcasts are all about. Then 25, 30 minutes, and you get the information. So check it all out, Good Day Health Show. com. Here's something else to check out. I've been reminding people for years and years about how positive the information that comes from MyPillow is regarding your sleep. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything bad about it, because that's my job, is to tell you good stuff about MyPillow. But I can tell you about my own experiences sleeping on a MyPillow mattress topper, which has three different layers, keeps you cool, very comfortable. I can tell you about the sheets that I sleep on every night, MyPillow sheets. I can talk about the MyPillow pillows that I sleep on every night, pillowcases, the whole deal, all there from this great American company that is working around the clock to fill your needs. Here's a guy that was a drug addict, Mike Lindell. He writes about it in his book, Not a Great Citizen. He decides to pull himself up by the bootstraps, starts this company, and has lots of great stories to tell. MyPillow pet beds, MyPillow seat cushions, they're all there. You spend a couple of $100 and they'll help you finance it. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable sleep, the most comfortable night's rest you'll have. Everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com is guaranteed for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. That simple, that easy, that good. MyPillow.com. Make sure you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And when you're buying something, check out with the code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The folks at Epson recently commissioned a survey about working from home. And among other things, they found that up to 20% of us have the TV on. So how can you be more efficient? Karen Rounin from Epson has some tips.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to work from home, you do need to have your tech in place. You need to have your phone. You need to have your laptop. You need to have your printer. You need to have all of the software, Zoom and Teams, you know, just all of our Epson teams. We've been working on Zoom and Team Chat. So you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
And what about a reliable printer?
From a printer perspective, I really do recommend an EcoTank printer. It's a super tank printer that has tanks of ink instead of cartridges. And so it comes with up to 2 years' worth of ink.
And those tanks of ink mean less trips to the store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
All right, back with Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack here. By the way, I was thinking about podcasts and all that other stuff. We have a myriad. This is one of the great things, Jack, is that we've been able to put together all kinds of information, you and I collectively and collaboratively. You have a great site with all these podcasts. This one about COVID is number 202. So you've been doing these. If you did one a week, that would mean this is like the fourth year. Have you doing your podcast? Is that a good estimation?
Well, there was probably half of these were done at the rate of one per week.
Yeah.
Right now it's about one every 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, because of everything else that we're doing as well.
Well, it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of research.
I have to admit, Mary is the one who does most of the research for this stuff.
We do that. We know that. She's the brains.
I'm just the tongue.
We get that. All right, so I was talking about one of the other podcasts. We have one at gooddayhealthshow.com. One of the other recent ones from Jack that I haven't really talked about was a focus. Remember we talked about your skin how important it is for you to understand that your skin is, what do they call it, the largest organ in your body. It's not a barrier. It's a sponge. It absorbs everything. Yes. And it gets into your system. So good stuff, bad stuff, all of that. It's important to know and to find out. If you're really interested in your own health and well-being, then you go to gooddayhealthshow.com. You get the Jack podcast every week, and you get the Ken podcast. Two different points of view, a lot of times on the same issues. But I will guarantee you that we're going to, with Jack's announcement in his podcast, that COVID is pretty much over. I'm not necessarily going to say we're going to downplay it, but there's so many other things, like the rest of the world. Everything else has stopped. Stop the world, I want to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get off of this whole focus on COVID like it was the only thing in the world. Yes, it's important to protect yourself against the virus. You've learned all that stuff. How much more time can we spend on it when there are so many other things that we need to, like our blood? I want to actually talk to Jack about your blood, our blood, in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. The GoodDayHealthShow.com is our podcast. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen here, and the blood types. People ask me all the time, and I'm sure they ask you, or maybe more importantly, I don't know why I have that conversation. I don't even know why I know my blood type is A negative. I think it's A negative or positive. I can't remember which, but I have it on my card in my wallet. So I'm wondering about blood types. There was a lot of discussion about my type, type A, getting the virus. And I'm wondering, in a general question, in a general sense, Jack, is one more exposed to certain diseases because of his or her blood type, no matter what it is? Are there different diseases that might glom on to different blood types?
I looked into that a number of years ago, and I could not find anything I could actually put my finger down because there were too many variants. And a lot of our blood type, of course, is genetically determined, obviously.
Yeah.
Depending on our parents and depending on our genome and where our blood came from, whether we're African or Oriental or Northern European, Mediterranean, South American, wherever, over the thousands and thousands of years that our ancestors primarily did not move. They, 100 years ago, the average American didn't move more than 20 miles from where they were born. So you started to have a real strong genetic determination based on thousands of years in those particular areas and the diets that we ate. Now, there is such a variance brought on by an incredibly diverse amount of foods that we can eat and the intermarriage that's going on now because we are traveling all over the place and finding somebody more than 20 miles away, that it's very difficult anymore to point your finger at anything in particular and say an A negative is more prone to this. A type O positive, which is the most common, is more prone to this kind of a thing. I watched that closely. I bet it was at least 10, 15 years ago. And I couldn't find anything I could actually put my finger down and say, here's the determination I've come up with. So there are, of course, certain trends, but I never could find anything enough that I could predict based on the blood type, what you could expect energy-wise, what you could expect health-wise, what you could expect degenerative disease-wise, or genetic defects that might be inherited. So it's to me, it's still up in the air, Doug.
Yeah, I understand. Well, but I think it's good to think it's just good. Do you have a card? I'm asking this in a rhetorical sense, but I ask it of you and you and Mary and your children, people you know. Do you carry a card in your wallet that designates what your blood type is and whether or not you would give your body, your eyes, your bones, whatever people can use? See, I've done that. I think when I die, I'd like to have people use whatever is valuable in my body. To, you know,
yeah, if you're good and dead. Now, there's too many cases of people who were pronounced brain dead who returned.
Well, you saw the story of this woman who was pronounced dead at the hospital. They put her in a body bag and moved her to a funeral home in Detroit, only to have the people, when they opened up the body bag to embalm her, she's breathing.
Yes. Well, we have a podcast on this. We did a podcast. It had to be 2 years ago or so about the number of cases like you just described that are kind of covered up. So I would be very cautious about donating anything until you know, if you go into a coma and they say, nah, he's brain dead, wait another couple of weeks, because there have been people who've been pronounced brain dead and then a couple of weeks later returned.
Question and answer. Well, under the circumstances, though, you should, if you have a donor card, that's fine, but make sure it has your blood type. You should,
that's probably a good idea.
If you're in an accident, people should know what your blood type is, so if you need blood transfusion, then you get, obviously, the right blood. Otherwise, sure there's a way of typing it when you get your blood test, but just something good to have in your wallet. Information, common sense information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on this week's portion.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The call for police reform took center stage in Washington Friday as a large crowd gathered on the National Mall. It comes days after another police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march was organized by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We didn't come out and stand in this heat because we didn't have nothing to do. Black lives matter, and we won't stop until it matters to everybody.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, President Trump commented on the shooting of Jacob Blake. A reporter with television station WMUR asked about it.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But I'll be, it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly.
This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice has seized three websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound to Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Actor Chadwick Boseman has died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. Boseman earned worldwide acclaim for his portrayal of the comic book hero Black Panther on the movie screen. A statement from the family said he died in his home. Boseman was 43. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moving back into our focus second half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell from the website Forbidden Doctor, and he's a GAPS practitioner too. A lot of people come to his clinic in Salt Lake City to ask for well, when you see somebody, do you just offer? I mean, we talk all the time about the symptom survey, how people can go to the Forbidden Doctor website, take the symptom survey, and get a lot of free advice from you and your staff.
Yes.
What about under the circumstances,
there's other things that we do as well.
Yeah.
And people who come into me for a structural, for the upper cervical work that I do,
yeah,
we offer what's called a free bioscan, a 9-point bioscan that can give a general overall assessment beyond what the symptom survey can do. You know, it's a hands-on type of thing, and it's reading acupuncture points. The energy that's, you know, we know we're electrical beings, and the energy that flows through the body needs to be evenly distributed from up, down, side to side. And when there are certain kinds of irritations, weaknesses, inflammation processes, whatever going on inside the body, it'll interrupt this energy flow. So we have this FDA-approved device that will do a quick scan and indicate, hey, there may be something in the adrenals. I mean, you think you have a problem with your lungs and you're taking medication for your lungs, but this thing is indicating there may be a weakness in the adrenals, and there's a very, very strong connection between adrenal gland output and lung function. And so we offer a quick 9-point scan for free for people who come in for structural work. And then we have the HSR, the heart sound recorder, that actually measures dynamic function of the heart in the sense of the strength of contraction, the strength of valves. So we have we can address the body in several different directions very quickly with very reliable equipment. So we can narrow down and give a particular foundational protocol for somebody. Doug, we have people who come in who are taking 20, 30 different kinds of supplements and drugs and everything else, and they're so confused and they don't know what to do. And often these kinds of problems in the body is just like a house of cards. And we're just looking for that one little card that's holding everything up.
Let's take apart one of those. The question of whether or not people should take a probiotic and a prebiotic. The difference between a prebiotic and a probiotic. Please help people. How does it increase your immune health, if at all?
Well, if you were fortunate enough to have been breastfed for the first several months of your life by
I wasn't either. No.
I was in the Dr. Spock crowd. Mm-hmm. But a very healthy mother, you're going to be healthier than the average American regardless of what kind of patterns you follow later in life. Because we know when a baby's born, the gut is sterile. There's nothing in that gut yet. And the whole idea of breastfeeding a child is to get what's in the mother's blood into that baby's gut as fast as possible. And what's in her milk is a concentration of the good bacteria that's in her gut is also in her milk. And so it seeds the gut wall so that it will grow a healthy microbiome from that point on. The rest of us, if you didn't get that, then the whole idea of a prebiotic and a prebiotic is just material that feeds a probiotic.
Uh-huh.
And a pro, you know, like inulin, indigestible fiber that the bugs in your gut live off of. And the bugs in your gut are very, very essential to life. They make neurotransmitters. They make B vitamins. They make enzymes. We give them a home to live in. They give us a lot of the processes of life. And so if you have a bad gut, probiotics are definitely in the offing. But probiotics only work as long as you're using them. It's not like, well, I'll use it for a couple of months and then we'll just see what happens after that. You have to keep using them because your gut wall has already been seeded by other bacteria that you did not get from your mother when you were born.
Can you tell, not that I want to make this too indelicate, but can one tell by looking at his or her poop as to whether or not you need a probiotic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our poop is becoming more and more prescient in health profiles today than ever before. As soon as the microbiome concept, as soon as understanding how important the bugs that are living in our gut are, and it's hitting the medical scene very heavy right now, and they have all kinds of tests, and they do microscopic studies of your poop, and they say, oh, it's too much of this and not enough of this. That should be present. Remember, the poop that's coming out of you is compost. It's what's left of your digestive system, but mostly it is the bulk of what is passing through the gut in the sense of the microbiome that's growing in there. And it's constantly, constantly turning over. So a quick microscopic examination of your poop can tell an awful lot about your health.
Mm. Wow. How about that, boys and girls? Something to consider. Speaking of probiotics and supplements and that sort of thing, we normally try to enumerate or explain a supplement every week. The folks at Standard Process have such an array, hundreds of them. So this week, Jack wants to focus on the zinc liver chelate, which all of these things, well, we've heard a lot about zinc, certainly during the corona period and how helpful it is. Is this just another way to enhance your immune system?
Well,
why
there's
is
over
it called zinc liver chelate? Why is it called?
Well,
that?
It's sourced from liver and it's in a chelated form. In other words,
what does that mean? Yeah.
It means it's been coupled, it's been bound with a protein. And so when you, which is the reason why we get our minerals, which obviously zinc is a very important one, from the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom. And once it goes through the plant, once it goes through this animal, it's in a form that when it gets into us as an animal, we can easily assimilate it as opposed to metallic forms of it. You don't go up to the mountainside and look for a zinc deposit and then start eating that zinc sulfate or whatever's in the mountain. However, you can take that and put it in your garden dirt. and then that plant will turn it into a form. That's what a chelate is. And zinc, there's over 300 protein structures that require zinc for them to be properly created in the body. But it's very important for male hormonal health, not just for the immune system.
So all the time. But the immune system has been the focus because of the COVID.
Oh, yes.
Z-Pack and taking zinc supplements and that sort of thing to build up your immune system.
You want
system.
The right kind.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so zinc liver chelate.
Head for Ben Doctor.
Look into that. If,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're asking questions, you fill out the supplement survey.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you might want to ask questions about whether you need it or not, or they may be able to tell you by answering
the
some
results.
Of your questions whether you need it. Power Swabs is here to help you with a whiter, brighter smile. Have you tried, or you were thinking about it, but you haven't done anything? Why? What held you back? Maybe because you've heard from a lot of people that it costs hundreds of dollars if your dentist does it. So maybe the answer to that question is not to do it, but not to do it in the dentist office. You've also heard some people tell you that if your gums are sensitive, this will hurt. Well, with some products, it does. Power Swabs, though, will give you a brighter, whiter smile without any of the added stress, the extra. It's simple. So simple. 5 minutes. Power Swabs, a 5-minute, 2-step process, removes deep stains, whitens your teeth, the comfort of your home. Power Swabs has a coconut-derived agent, all natural, keeps your teeth hydrated, and that'll help you avoid tooth sensitivity. Power Swab users see results, couple of shades every time you use it. After a week, 6 shades whiter. Your teeth look fabulous. People will say, wow, what did you do? What's different about you? So visit powerswabs.com to get that bright, white, stress-free smile, please. Use the code DJV10 to get an extra $10 off their already promotional price, which you'd get by going to powerswabs.com rather than calling on the phone. Use DJV10 at checkout for the special discount. Power Swabs, all one word, powerswabs.com. Get the free shipping on your order with the DJV code DJV10. Get it and use it. powerswabs.com.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Moving back into the info zone with Dr. Jack Stockwell. How many people come to you for second opinions when they've been someplace and they didn't like what they heard or they were confused? So they get in their car and they drive around town and they stop in your office and say, Dr. Jack, tell me about this, that, other thing. But how important is the fact that we can get or seek a second opinion, do you think, for people's medical peace of mind?
Well, especially surgical. And I would, you know, thinking about it, I bet half of the people that I consult with are there because I'm kind of the last guy on the end of the street. They think they're facing surgery. There's no way out. There's no alternative. We sit there and we talk about a few things for a few moments, and I explain how the structure of the body will be reflected in the symptoms that you're showing up with. And when the structure is out of balance, nothing else is going to work the way you want it to. And so we go through, I show them some slides, some pictures, explanations. And I'll tell you, Doug, I'm 95 out of 100 say, all right, let's go for it. Let's do it.
All right. So then that leads me, that begs the other question here. How do you know when to change? How do you know when you should change your doctor?
I would say if you how long would you see a dentist for a toothache if every time you went in there it kept having a toothache? If the symptomatic picture continues unending, it's time to look for something else. If the symptom is just suppressed by the use of a medication and you stop using the medication and the symptom returns, I don't think you're in the right office. I would keep looking and just be as open-minded as you can and consider other types of alternatives, because in this drug for everything, drugs for anything approach of healthcare that we have today, a lot of people simply cannot think outside of a drug. And these drugs. That's about it. We want a pill.
Give me a pill.
I don't have time to hurt. I don't have time to study. I don't have time to research. I don't have time to do anything. So I'm trusting you 100%, Doc. Give me a pill.
All right. Let's go to the study department. My final question here, it always sometimes sounds like I'm grilling you, but you have so much information at your fingertips. Give us a minute on how to protect your children's eyes during this season, this remote learning screen time season that we're finding ourselves in.
Well, one thing I would certainly do is to make sure that there's fresh air through the house all the time and take off the mask. There are certain places, certain school districts are saying, even though we're doing virtual, we want the child to be wearing a mask at home, which is utter insanity.
It is crazy.
I know of a lady just recently who got a serious eye infection from simply doing nothing more than wearing the mask, wearing it the way people are telling, high up over the nose. And because it wasn't changed every 20 minutes, every time you breathe out, it's going to start collecting infectious material on it. And it got into the tear duct and had a very serious eye infection from this. So no masks for the kids, plenty of fresh air, plenty of good water, and get up and move around.
Yeah, I think that's really the bottom line. Keep yourself moving no matter what your age. All right, more advice continues. We always have that way that you can underscore some of the information you may have missed the last time around. Check out all the podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you.
We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that people who cut back on added sugar, refined grains, and highly processed foods and ate plenty of whole foods lost significant weight over the course of a year.
Whole foods are in their natural state, so fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, whole grains.
And according to Mayo Clinic's Dr. Donald Hensrud, they typically have only a fraction of the calories found in processed foods.
Sometimes we think that volume equals calories. There's the same amount of calories in 1 1/3 sticks of butter, a small amount of food, as there is in 10 or 11 heads of lettuce or 35 cups of green beans. So when you look at that food, it seems more food, but vegetables and fruits have a lot less calories. And so if we can stick to a plan that limits our calorie intake indirectly by focusing on real foods, that can be effective.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Effective info from Dr. Jack Stockwell in prominence here. Dr. Jack is with us, and I'm Doug Steffen. I think you probably knew that. You can probably hear his voice and recognize the fact that it's Jack Stockwell, who is a Anuka chiropractor, also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City where it has been hot as hell.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at I actually was going to call you. A couple of days ago, and I looked, somehow I was falling asleep, and the weather was on, and I saw 95 degrees in Salt Lake, and I thought to myself, good God.
Well, that's one of the cooler days. That's what.
Yeah.
They had a report the other day that 99% of Utah is under drought conditions.
Wow.
And we're, I think we're like 85,000, we're about 85,000 square miles is the size of Utah.
When it gets that hot, what happens to the water or the salt in the Great Salt Lake? Is it going down?
Well, it gets more concentrated.
Is there less of it?
Yeah, it just gets more concentrated. The water's going, the salt gets more concentrated, all the reservoirs are entering. But the entire Salt Lake Valley is less than 85 square miles. That means the entire, essentially the entire state is under drought conditions. I don't remember what rain smells like, sounds like, or looks like. It has been months since we've had rain.
So what does that do to people's health? Lack of moisture in the air. You know, we all need moisture in order to live. How you define moisture, I guess, is... It depends on what you're thinking about. You sweat. Moisture comes in the form of drinking water, taking a bath.
But also
in the atmosphere, we have humidity. Yeah. So,
and when the nasal passages dry out, as they will when we have the kind of humidity we've been having lately, just constantly under 30%, you start having a lot of bloody noses and dried, cracked sinus passages. Right. And, you know, and then much more susceptible to pollens and molds that are blowing around in the air because they're really thick right now.
Not a good time to pick your nose then.
No, it's not. No. Or blow your nose really hard.
All right. You have an expose here, the study of three top medical journals and what it reveals. You want
to spill it? From 2003 to 2017, 3,000 randomized controlled trials. You know, these are the best kind of trials that were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, The Lancet, and the Journal of the American Medical Association. I mean, that's the triumvirate right there, the three most important, most famous. What they found out is that these researchers are, and I should point this out, they're all part of the Oregon Health and Science University, the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and the University of Chicago. This isn't, you know, a bunch of guys in the backyard because they can't watch football putting these stories together. And the researchers looked at the effectiveness of what are considered the best practices across different medical disciplines, populations, interventions. They found 396 medical reversals. In other words, practices and treatments that turned out to not be effective and were essentially dropped from the curriculum. And one of their concluding statements was that even after a practice, a certain kind of therapeutic practice, was found to be ineffective, it was very hard to convince a doctor to stop using it. You know, once they got into that dynamic, once they started using what...
All right, so you have an example. What kind of, give us an example of a product, some drug...
Oh, certain kinds of devices, but it covers all the fields, ophthalmology, rheumatology, allergies, urology, infectious diseases. Remember what they did with... right there on the tip of my tongue.
What I'm trying
Celebrex.
To do is Celebrex, okay.
Bacol, different things like this
that are no
really
good.
Hurting a lot of people. But there's a lot of other drugs and that
so
are
how do you know
with Medicare.
So how does one know who needs a drug for salvation? We all admit that there are too many drugs in our society, too many drugs too easily prescribed, but yet there are some that are very helpful
and
life-saving.
Well, absolutely.
So how do we know?
People who are alive right now because of the drug.
Well, so how do we know?
It's the idea of complete dependency upon drugs for anything, drugs for everything. Rather than looking at some other kinds of alternative treatments, dietary changes, lifestyle changes, that kind of thing, as opposed to, you got this problem, take this drug. You got that problem, take this drug.
Yeah. All right. Time for you to take advantage of the huge sale going on right now. The folks at Calitrin are really eager, really anxious, really desirous of you getting on their program so you can lose all that weight. So the back-to-school sale is going on right now because Calitrin is something we use for all members of the family, husband, wife, children. It's the product that's all natural, no drugs, no stimulants. It's so effective. It works so well in helping you lose the weight and keep it off. It's really a six-month program, but because you can buy three at the regular price and get three free, it becomes a three-month program that you pay for, but you actually can make it work for you for 6 months so your body gets used to not having that weight. That's what you want. Get it off and keep it off. TopLoss.com is the website. Use the discount code DJV for the best deal from...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.